from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Juba Tuesday, taking the oath as the country's first vice president. After the swearing-in, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar would immediately proceed to form the Transitional Government of National Unity, called for in last year's peace agreement. And he apologized to the South Sudanese people.
You have been patient throughout the duration of this crisis. Though the road ahead will still continue to have challenges, but we are committed and determined to move our country forward.
Machar promised to cooperate with President Kiir. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed the developments, said it's time to move on.
South Sudan's leaders now need to complete formation of the transitional government, fully respect the permanent ceasefire agreement, facilitate humanitarian access to all areas of the country, and begin implementing the reform agenda of the peace agreement.
It is hoped Machar's return will end 30 months of conflict, which has left tens of thousands dead and displaced more than 2 million. New York businessman Donald Trump swept all five states holding Republican primary elections, solidifying his front-runner status for the presidential nomination. Trump won in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island.
I just want to thank everybody. This is a far bigger win than we even expected, all five. And that's something that's really something. And not only is it all five, it's all five, whether it's 60 or just about 60, and even I see one up there at 66 and 67.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won four of five states, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders winning Rhode Island. Clinton maintains her front-runner status. This is VOA News. North Korea Wednesday announced its long-anticipated Workers' Party Congress will convene May 6th. The first of its kind in 36 years. Analysts expect participants to formally endorse leader Kim Jong-un's policy to pursue both nuclear weapons and economic development. The announcement comes as the outside world prepares for a possible fifth North Korean nuclear test in violation of international resolutions. Tuesday, President Obama on the CBS television network said the U.S. is taking defensive measures to counter low-level threats from North Korea.
Our first priority is to protect the American people and our allies, Republic of Korea, Japan, that are vulnerable to the provocative actions that North Korea is engaging in. They are erratic enough, their leader is personally irresponsible enough, that we don't want them getting close. But it's not something that lends itself to an easy solution.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. is setting up a shield that can at least block the relatively low-level threats posed by North Korea. 11 men, including 8 soldiers, were killed Tuesday at a military barracks on the island archipelago nation of Cape Verde. Officials in the former Portuguese colony off northwestern Africa said a disgruntled soldier who remains at large is suspected of killing the soldiers and 3 civilians. A Somali official said al-Shabaab militants killed at least 8 soldiers in an ambush near the town of Baidoa. A military commander told VOA militants using rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns ambushed a military convoy sent to reinforce government forces at the base. 13 soldiers were wounded. The head of the European Union delegation to Libya Tuesday appealed to the country's factional leaders to get behind the new unity government. Natalia Apostolova called on lawmakers to take responsibility for the so-called UN-backed government of national accord so it can assume power. She said the Libyan people need a change. Accompanying her was Italian diplomat Giorgio Starace.
This is the government that we recognize, and this is the government that we want to help and that we want to support.
Libya has operated under 2 rival administrations since 2014 and been in chaos since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Meanwhile, the Eastern administration shipped its first cargo of crude oil, a move that could deepen divisions. A U.S. judge sentenced a Malian national with ties to extremist groups to 25 years in prison for the murder of a U.S. diplomat 15 years ago in Niger. Alassane Ould Mohamed was taken into custody and indicted in 2013 for the killing of William Bultmeyer, the wounding of a U.S. Marine. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank are expected to hold the line on a key interest rate amid weak global growth and low domestic inflation. They're expected to wrap up a 2-day meeting on rates later Wednesday in Washington. The Fed lifted the near-zero interest rate a quarter point in December for the first time in nearly a decade. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.